Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
Right, you fuckers, I'm going to work my way through each one of you.
Paul as Shockwave.
All right, lads, what's going off here? I'll go over and punch him in the face.
Scott, the Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark. Anyway, enough pre-waffle. On with the show. Welcome to another episode of Chimpions.
Hello!
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. This will probably appear actually on the feed around March. But
Happy Easter!
Unfortunately, Matt, who plays Bullet, isn't able to be with us tonight, but that hasn't stopped us going ahead. Luckily, we're in a position where we don't need Matt, so...
Matt who?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to say to that. So, last episode we left it where you had been drawn into a fight with Talisman and Griffin. Mm. Which was quite drawn out. But yeah, you managed to not only defeat Talisman, but managed to kill Talisman. Unfortunately, Bullet shot her and she plummeted to her death.
It's all Bullet's fault.
And Griffin made a quick escape after that. And that's where we left it, with you stood outside the History Museum in Atlanta with a Talisman's broken and battered body at your feet. And the sound of more sirens in the background. In fact, not in the background, because they've got the street cordoned off, haven't they? Sorry. As soon as Griffin shoots off, the police, you know, sort of come in to help and... clear up, I guess.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we're just going to have a look to see if she's got anything like artifact or...
Roll me a concealment.
Made it by 2.
So, no, apart from her clothes, she doesn't seem to be carrying anything unusual. You know, her clothing seems to be what she seems to favour. You know, tight skirt, boots, quite sheer top with a... bra underneath, displaying as much wares as she seems to be able to get away with. Apart from that, no, nothing stands out, certainly. In fact, not even any personal effects.
I don't know. That's as much as I wanted to check, just to see if she's got anything on her from what went missing from the cave.
Certainly, no, you can't. No.
Griffin disappeared, didn't he?
Yeah, he just fled. And unfortunately, yeah, he's quite a bit faster than you, so...
Which way did he go? Compass-wise?
Straight up first.
All right. He didn't leave a trail of feathers, did he?
Not a trail. He might have left a couple of feathers, though, if that's what you're after.
Well, a couple will do. I was hoping for an actual trail. Lead us back to the lair.
No, but he's left a he's left a line of trill behind.
And a little mirror. Right.
So yeah, Bastion drops the barrier she put up in front of the museum to try and protect those inside it.
Yep.
And yeah, the police start faffing around, you know, doing what they do, looking for, you know, grabbing evidence.
Yep.
And after a few minutes, you know, an ambulance arrives.
No need for that.
To remove Talisman's corpse.
Yes, well, maybe she should be taken back to Echo.
So what, are you speaking to the ambulance driver? Or?
Yeah, I mean, she's. I assume she's going to be pronounced dead at the scene.
Yes, yeah, paramedics check her over. I mean, you would be able to as well. She's. Well, you can tell by the battered shape of her body that She's definitely dead. You know, she's obviously broken her neck and various other.
My abilities told me that there was no sign of life for any healing possibility. But yes, I meant an official proclamation that she's dead, and then we could probably take her back to Echo.
Yes, of course, sir. we'll take her there. It's a bit unusual, but seems reasonable.
Okay.
Now I'll let you guys fill in all the coroner's reports and all that. Well, not the coroner's report, the paperwork for the coroner's and all that.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll get some Mac Ops to do that.
So, yeah, you escort them back. In fact, they'll... No, you've got a vehicle. I was going to say they'd offer to take you with them, but you've got your own vehicle. And, yes, so you get back to the Echo campus without incident.
We'll just radio in. We'll say we've got a dead mare for examination. There's an ambulance coming. Can somebody guide it?
Okay. We'll guide it to the medical tent. Is there any particular reason? It's slightly unusual.
Well, we've thought we might be able to do some analysis of the body.
And
yeah, of course we could certainly have the ability to do the post-mortem here.
Somebody might try to raise her as well.
I beg your pardon?
What?
Well, it looks like he's been brought back from the dead. Looks like they're trying to bring his lover back from the dead, so you never know.
I will inform Echo Medical that you'll be arriving with the body. Just head straight to the medical tent.
Yeah.
And they will meet you there and Echo Control out.
Bye.
And she turns to Marjorie sat next to her. Don't let anyone in nowadays.
She never played D&D.
So yeah, you end up at the campus, you know where the facilities are, and you hand over the body. You know you've got to go through the rigmarole of, filing reports and all that exciting stuff. That fills the rest of your day. You're stopping at what are we calling it? The Nest Bullets Hole or something?
Bullets Hole.
It's either
Castle,
the Cloud, the Castle, or the Hole, depending on who you talk to.
Is that to keep people thrown off track so they don't really know that it's all the same place?
No, that's because we've each named it.
The Holy Cloud Castle.
I'll come back and what was her name? Was it Martini?
Margarita. Margarita.
She'll have named it somewhere else. El Paradiso or something.
Yeah, she's calling it her house.
Exactly. The pizza.
Right, Strauss, what should we do?
Well, Schwarzer Ritter obviously had talisman as a key part of his plans. So we've definitely upset him with taking out talisman.
But why was talisman and griffin at that museum?
Not sure yet.
You think we should go back and have a look?
Won't harm, will it?
No.
So you'd have to do that tomorrow. Today's past and it's...
Yeah.
Well, unless you want to break in, but it seems a bit pointless to go and have a look around the museum. It's open to the public anyway, so...
I mean, it was a natural history museum, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
I mean, they're turning people into creatures. So whether they were looking for some, components to aid any of... their further rituals.
So as you discuss this, I guess, over dinner.
Yep.
Can you strong with perceptions? Just let me know how much you make it by.
Made it by one.
Made it by five.
Cool, so you're eating and discussing this. And get this odd feeling that... you know that feeling sensation when you feel like someone's staring at you?
Mm-hmm.
you get that, you know, you're just chatting. He's feeling that someone's watching you.
I've looked round.
Someone's staring at us.
So you have a look round. No. Just the people you would expect to be in the room. Yourselves, Bullet, Bastion, Margarita.
Is Ephemera there?
Probably, yeah.
Ask everybody else if they can sense them.
She's hidden in the bushes in the garden, staring at you.
Yeah. Is there any cameras in here?
No.
It just passes, just one of those. You know.
Yeah. That's weird. I felt like my sixth sense, my stratus sense was tingling.
I felt something strange.
So yeah, finish your plans for the day, and so when you head to the museum on the following day, is there anything you're looking for in particular? Yeah, it's the largest museum, so.
Well, we'll speak to the staff first and see if Griffin and Tasman had actually been inside the museum.
No, they just caused carnage outside.
Mm-hmm. Do they have any special exhibitions on at the moment, or is it just
business special,
as usual? No. It's business as usual.
Yeah, business as usual. You're free to say it's open to the public. You're free to look around as much as you want.
I'll have a peruse around then.
So, can you both roll me concealment?
On it.
Maybe by two.
Yeah, I mean, this is a sort of place you could spend a good day at least. How long are you perusing?
A day.
Yeah. Until anyone interrupts us.
So yeah, you spend the best part of the day there looking for anything that, you know, I don't know, sparks something, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And presumably also, you know, the items that you know were in the
place. Anything that can relate to the things that we've seen with the rituals and the items and, you know, what they could be planning.
And there's a huge spread of, you know, varying types of displays. You spend the day there and nothing jumps out at you, but there's so much choice without, you know, you don't find any of those items that you know might be some attachment.
Mm-hmm. Do we have an enjoyable day though?
Is there a cafe?
If you like this sort of thing, yeah, it's quite enjoyable, quite
interesting.
Quite educational.
Excellent.
You know loads more about the American Indians in the in this region, in fact. But unfortunately, no, you don't turn up anything.
I'll get myself a dinosaur rubber from the gift shop.
But you're going to get one of those like polythene tubes full of water that just keep rolling through your hands.
No. That's ridiculous.
They are, but kids love them. I know.
Yeah. I know which ones you mean.
Yeah. Or some really expensive pick and mix.
How much? $10 a gram? What's in this stuff? Antimatter?
So, yeah, unfortunately, you come up a bit cold.
Oh, well. Back to the cloud.
Castle.
It's the cloud.
I think I need to think of a name for it as well.
You're not allowed to think of a name for it.
Oh, I feel left out.
You can call it whatever you want.
We'll call it something different.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, you arrive back after a bit of a fruitless day. Echo Med haven't got anything for you either. You know, they do an autopsy, which is standard practice anyway for finding a body. Obviously, unsurprisingly, the cause of a death was actually the fall, although the gunshot wound probably would have killed her in a minute or two anyway, through, you know, blood loss and trauma.
That bullet. You can take the bullet out of the gangs.
And, yeah, can you just roll me a perception. Sorry, I should have done this actually a few minutes ago.
On it.
One over.
So you failed by one, yeah? So yeah, Stratus, so, you know, you spend the day in the museum a couple of times during that day. You get that strange sensation that you're being watched again.
Mm.
You do the obvious look around, but you don't see anyone watching you. There's obviously other people in the museum, yeah? But
yep.
No one who looks unusual.
Just heckles rise.
Yeah.
Or hackles, rather.
Somebody's scrying us.
It definitely feels like someone's keeping tabs on us somehow.
Maybe some visibility or...
Well, I know one person that can locate people, and it's the only person that we know can. I wonder if she's keeping tabs on us. I'm talking about Vicky.
I gathered that. Sticky witch.
Sticky witchy.
God.
Sticky Vicky. She's a witch.
I'm definitely cutting that out. So yeah, you arrive back. What time do you get back home? Completely up to you.
Tea time.
So about, what, five-ish?
Yeah.
So yeah, you arrive back, I think. A bit frustrated, I would imagine.
But a great day.
No, quite well, relaxed. Yeah. maybe we need to check out the aqua park tomorrow.
This crime fighting is good.
Or Laser Quest.
If I remember rightly, there is a big amusement park.
Yeah, at Stone Mart.
So yeah, you arrive back, you know, do what you do in the evenings. I'm sure leave Margarita to do all the cooking and everything.
Surely she'll have hired herself a help now.
She seems to be quite happy just pootling along, you know, doing what she was doing. I mean, it's only been a few days, really. As I say, she's still, you know, even now, you've been there a little while, she still seems slightly in awe of, you know, sharing this residence with a group of superheroes, effectively. Well, not effectively, a group of superheroes.
Yeah.
As I say, people are used to seeing them around in Atlanta, but meeting them face to face is a completely different kind of fishing.
Living with them
is very different. So yeah, you're settling down for your evening meal. And the doorbell goes.
Bullet! Door!
I'll go and answer it.
Yeah, so you get to the door. I mean, you can see anyway, you know, there's a large porch in front of the place, if you remember, and there's quite big windows at the side. And yeah, you see there's a bike courier stood outside.
You know. Oh. It's a biker.
not a motorcycle
Kill him.
Courier.
Oh, a cycle. A
cyclist courier.
They're worse. Kill him.
Kill the cyclist.
Just come over, mate. Yes, son?
So he opens his big thermally insulated bag thing that they run around with him. He reaches inside and says, I've got a package for... Bullet? You...
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't say Bullet. He would say...
Douglas.
Douglas Styles.
Yeah, he lives here. I've signed for it.
Okay, so he holds his little electronic thing up for you to sign for. It's not a box. It's two boxes. I don't know. About the size of... The bottom one's about the size of a small ice cream tub, and the top one's about the size of a watch box, that sort of thing. And they're sort of bound together. So yeah, he signed for it, and then he reaches back into his bag and he goes, I've got a package for...
Kendo Takeshi?
Yeah, Kendo Takeshi.
Carl Clarkson.
Yeah, and Carl Clarkson, and Alice Farr.
Never heard of her.
Who the fuck is Alice?
So you signing for all of them?
Yeah.
And you see they're the same packages. Each one is the same. You know, these two boxes taped together.
Any documentation to see where it's sent from?
No, there's nothing on the outside, though. And yeah, he takes the thing back off for signing and something. Yeah, thanks. Sticks it in his bike, you know, bag, hops on his bike and bumps it down the steps.
Who knows where here?
No one. So, Bullet, are you going to open it?
Yeah. Bullet, you've got a parcel out in the garden.
Yeah, on the lawn.
It's in a bin.
Yeah. It's on an not island in the middle of the pool.
So you think, well, we'll get Bullet to open it, but Bullet's in the lab. That chili went straight through him.
God, the cooking's getting worse. Right.
Interesting.
We got any detection skills? I'm going to check it with my concealment skills. What else have I got?
So yeah, concealment's for hiding and finding things. So yeah, you could use concealment to see if
was
maybe
a
it was
booby trap.
Wire, you know, rigged or you know, booby trap, something like that. Yeah.
On it.
Looks like two packages being taped together for convenience, sent through the post.
Right.
All four sets of parcels similar in this.
They're all pretty much identical.
Yeah.
Certainly the boxes seem identical.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take the box into the lawn, the middle of the lawn. Is it taped? Is it taped together or is it a...
Yeah, they're just parcel taped together.
Right. I'll cut the tape with a knife.
Okay.
Boom!
And I will open it.
So you've got two boxes. A large box. About the size of a, you know, a litre-itis ice cream tub. And the smaller one that's about the size of a, you know, a large watch box.
Small one.
It's a cardboard box, but it's, you know, that sort of reinforced cardboard. It's almost like a sort of a leathery type. Yeah, you just slide the top off. Just make me a dexterity. No, don't really. So yeah, you just slide the top off, and inside, you know, it's foam filled, and embedded in the foam is two metal discs about the size of... should have looked some American coins. About the size of maybe a 1p coin, UK, British 1p coin. And they're black. Just roll me a perception, see if you clock what they are.
Made it by two. Yeah, three.
So yeah, you see one of them seems to have like a fine black wire mesh over the top of it. The other one, so the centre seems to be glass. And then also in there is... what looks almost a bit like a kidney bean in like a flesh colour.
Bizarre.
Just roll me an investigation.
Deduction.
Yeah, it'd be deduction.
Yeah, so made it by five. Haven't failed it by five.
Failed it by five. Yeah, you've got no idea what they are.
Different culture.
Coins and a kidney bean.
Is it a magic bean? Stratus.
Hello.
Do you want to come out and have a look?
Nope.
Stratus, get your arse out of here.
Okay. You've got two black coins and a kidney bean.
Just roll me a deduction.
Yes, tell me what they are.
On it.
So the kidney bean shaped thing looks like it might be an earpiece.
All right, okay.
The thing with the wire over the top looks like it might be some sort of button mic.
Oh.
And the thing with the glass looks like it might be some sort of button camera.
Okay. Don't know what they are. I'll go back in.
Put all the boxes in the bin then.
What?
Right, I'll open the other box.
So yeah, you open the other box. Inside the other box is a long piece of flexible wire, like the sort of thing you get on a mic stand, you know, you can bend around into different shapes. That's sort of coiled around. You see on one end is a little, well, what looks to be a little screen, maybe 2 inches across. There's also a little black box about the size of a small portable phone charger. You know, portable power pack. Laid on top of those is a letter, but there's also a jiffy bag. You know, one of those little sort of pill-sized ones, you know what I mean? About an inch and a half across. Mm. With a pair of scissors in it, and what looks like another couple of jiffy bags stuffed in there as well. And I say there's a letter laid out on top as well.
This is the strangest Christmas I've ever had. So I'll get the letter.
Yeah, see, you open the letter. It's pre-printed, it's not handwritten.
Who's it from?
And I'm going to assume you've opened your box. So the letter's personally addressed to you.
Yeah.
It says, please affix button cam, button mic, wherever's convenient. Also, please insert earpiece into ear.
Is there a name at the end, or...?
There's just a V.
Aha.
Yeah.
Okay. I shall do that, then.
Yeah, so you see, you know, the mic and the thing are obviously meant to fit on, because if you remember, the Echo, the standard Echo jackets have these sort of, you know, short collars on them. They obviously fit on there quite nicely. And yeah, you pick the earpiece up and it's feels really strange. It's almost waxy. And, you know, as you put it in your ear, you feel like your body heat, you know, it starts to meld with your body heat, you know, so it obviously shapes itself to your ear slowly as you, you know, as you leave it in there, so it fits snugly and perfectly. And it's, well, it's normal skin coloured, so it might stand out a little bit on you. Because you're oriental, aren't you? So it might look a little bit off. But it's very discreet because it fits right in your ear canal, like a, you know, well, like some of the more expensive hearing aids you can get.
All right. Excellent. So, where does the screen go, or whatever?
The screen's on the end of that flexible pole.
All right.
And yeah, I'm not going to make you wrong this on it. Don't spend your money because you make such a big thing opening in the background and all that. You'd realise that the pin on the back of the small camera, the design of it means it could be screwed into this flexible pole.
Right.
You presume, you know, maybe for, you know, looking in awkward to reach places and that sort of thing, round corners.
Right. Excellent. So I'll connect it all up, put the power pack on, turn it on.
There's nothing to turn on.
All right. I shall take the other boxes in.
And yeah, as you start taking the other ones in, yeah, you hear Vicky's voice on the other end, and she says, "Can you get everyone else to put their equipment on, and then I can? I don't have to do this more than once."
Okay, Vicky. So I'll hand them out. Right, instructions from Vicky. Can you put this equipment on? She wants to talk to us.
Okay. Get kitted up.
It's easy to put on, and it's all very discreet. More discreet than the headsets you've been using. You know, they're reasonably discreet, but not as, you know, discreet as just something you pop in your ear. So yeah, once you've all kitted up, yeah, you hear Vicky's voice. And she says, welcome to the beta test of Overwatch.
Overwatch?
Let me give you a quick rundown on the kit first. It's all powered by motion and body heat. So you don't have to worry about charging it or anything like that.
Does it run off broadcast energy?
No, it's just running off your body heat and body motion.
That's good.
Much like one of those self-winding watches.
Kinetic.
It's an adaptation of what... The deep cover Echo Ops guys would be using. I know you've got used to using the more standard equipment, but I've modified it slightly. The small box is the transmission pack, which links all the things together and also provides transmission to the to Echo Control. Echo Control are not party to this conversation yet. The reason I have put this together and is because I want to prove to Mr. Tesla that I can be of use to Echo without having to leave my own home. by running surveillance for teams like yourselves. But I would like to trial it out before I spring it on him, shall we say.
Absolutely. We'll be happy to test it for you.
The comms are fully encrypted, both digitally and magically. They will be completely uncrackable. In the base of the box, you'll find a list of voice activated commands, so you can switch channels in between yourselves, just with me, Echo Control. They're very simple to learn. There isn't many of them yet. So, I'm making my spiel up as I go along. I obviously want to give Alex a good run. My plan is to, as I say, be sort of the eyes and ears of the team in question that was wearing the equipment. I can, well, if it's wireless, I can hack into it. If it's hardwired, then I may be able to hack into it. So I can hack into traffic cams, home security, cash machine cameras.
That's handy for us.
Most places, really. I may even be able to spring electronic doors and locks, etc., etc.
From where you are through this equipment?
Yes.
Wow.
So if I can connect to it through my PC, then I can definitely do it. Well, if I need to connect to it magically, then that becomes harder. More challenging, but not impossible. Magically, I can support you to some extent, but there is a cost to all magic, and the further away you are and the less I know the area, the harder it becomes.
So you can contact us via magic, can you?
This is an encrypted, both magically and...
It's just me and Kendo had some strange feelings a couple of times in the past day or so about... Yeah, feeling like we were being watched. One of our suspicions were it might have been you.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
I've been fairly busy finishing this off to give to you and trying to dig up as much information as I can about Griffin and Lady Crow and all the other things. I've found some interesting information which I can brief you on.
Okay. You're aware that Talisman is now deceased?
I had heard as much, yes.
Unfortunate, but that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, which is interesting. If you if you would like to gather in your, whatever you're calling it, restroom, recreational room, games room. Because if you remember on the right-hand side where Bullet teleported, it was done up like a music and games room.
Yeah.
And there's like a huge, you know, flat-screen telly in there.
You mean the Nimbus room?
It's our secure room as well, because it's still got the doors, hasn't it?
Yeah, the one door is still secure. The wolf took the other one out.
Oh, we would have got that repaired.
So yeah, it's secure, yeah.
Right. We don't want this.
I mean, there's a lot of glass on the outside of it.
Shut the windows, curtains.
So yeah, you go in there and, you know, as soon as you come in, the telly just pops into life. And Vicky says, right, okay, the thing with Talisman is I tried, you gave me feathers from both of the Crow and Griffin, Lady mm-hmm. Crow and Griffin. I wasn't able to track them at all. I've tried again since Talisman passed away, shall we say. I still can't detect them.
What do you think that means? That they are not of actually part of them?
It wouldn't have been beyond Talisman's power to have masked them. It's just not really her thing. And if she did, I would have expected that warding to have ended with her death.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it is impossible to set it up so it wouldn't, but again, it doesn't fit her personality, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Black Paladin is known to dabble, and so was his family, in the darker arts, so it's possible he's shielding them.
Well, or some of the equipment that he holds is protecting them. I mean, it was the mace, wasn't he, that he had, seemed to be drawing the very light out of the area.
Yeah, it's certainly a possibility. It's not mentioned in anything I've read about those items, but... So what else did you ask me? The girdle. So the female body followed an interesting route, changed hands several times between museums, private collectors. And somewhere along the way, the girdle disappeared, but as to where on that route it disappeared, I just can't find out.
Okay.
The dagger itself has no history whatsoever, which is unusual if it's an item of power of some sort, mm-hmm. although it certainly does look sacrificial in nature, and in fact the female skeleton seems to bear wounds that would indicate some sort of sacrificial rite.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you ask?
There's the bottle.
There's nothing about the bottle, although I would suspect that might be the trigger for Griffin's change, if you think he's, was Mr. Randolph and he's been changed with the the mask. Obviously changed Mrs. Randolph, so it wouldn't be a massive leap to think that's maybe what the wine was for, which again is worrying. That sort of transmutation magic tends to be permanent. The crow skull is, as I said before, it's a device of servitude. But it would appear that if separated from that for long enough, those inflicted with it will eventually return to normal. So there is hope for if Mrs. Randolph, if that indeed is Mrs. Randolph. The other interesting thing is the house itself.
The house?
Yes, the Randolph's residence has quite a grisly history. She says, I won't go into any depth. I can if you really want to know the full detail, but. And then some sort of popping up on the screen to, back up what she's saying of various documents. And she says, so the original American Indians believed that site was occupied by an evil spirit that would abduct unwary hunting parties and wouldn't release them until they had eaten. But all the stories are that there was nothing to eat apart from the other members of the hunting party.
Nice.
Then the site was populated by Jesuit monks who established a small abbey there in the 1700s around then. In about the 1760s, the British captured the area and sent a party to the abbey. All the monks were killed, and most of the soldiers wouldn't talk about what happened there, but the captain insisted that they were all devil worshippers and issued the order to kill them to a man. Then in the early 1900s, Louis Alessandro purchased it and built what is the basis of the mansion that's there now. The mansion took an incredibly long time to build. There is all sorts of reports of unfortunate accidents and other strange goings-on. And once it was completed, only after a few days, Louis was found dead, having hung himself. And his wife and their servants were never found.
Mm-hmm.
Although It turns out he'd embezzled a large amount of money, and the thought at the time was that they had faked his murder and fled with the proceeds. In the 1920s, it was inhabited by Daniel Fitzdougall, who was a known figure in organised crime. And there was a gunfight at the mansion where he was killed along with about 50 other men.
Bloody hell.
And police reports seem to indicate that a lot of the bodies were torn limb from limb with their throats ripped out. You can see how unusual this all is.
It's very grisly.
In the 1930s, the property was built by Peter Severson, a socialite, and this being the time of the Great Depression, he was living the life of a socialite. And he eventually sent out invitations to a ball called the Mask of the Red Death, which was meant to mirror Edgar Allan Poe's story. The next morning, all the guests were found dead, with symptoms that matched the story's symptoms. And Severson was never found. And as I say, this goes on and on with various other murders.
Who in their right mind would buy a house like that?
It remains unoccupied on average for maybe 5 to 10 years between each incident.
Right.
Well, longer in the earlier ones. And I don't think it's the sort of thing that estate agents...
Well, advertise.
Yes. Yeah.
Got this on our books.
Yeah. How are you with slaughter?
Well, there are those that
are
interested in that sort of thing. So, yeah, that rather grisly history is justified. It is. There are places where things are closer together than others. Where that house is located is one of those places. Whether you choose to call it the afterlife, heaven, hell, it seems that. It's hard to explain. It's thinner there. There is more bleed from one place to the other. I'm not saying it's somewhere where, demons and devils are going to spring forth, but it certainly has an influence from that proximity. As I say, it's hard to explain because it's a metaphysical proximity rather than a physical proximity. And that may explain why they're using that place. Because places like that do come with an inherent power, if you're willing to dabble in them.
Yes, I can see how it can be attractive to somebody who is doing or calling upon rituals, for want of a word.
Certainly someone like Talisman would be...
Yes, to find somewhere that has... this type of association with it, whether it's real or not, it would definitely be a flame to a moth for those type of folk.
Yes, just those with the morbid curiosity would be.
And like I say, like the people like Talisman that do have power, I'm sure they would seek these places out.
Oh, certainly.
Even if it was a placebo effect.
Certainly. So that is what I've managed to dig up so far.
That's amazing what you have dug up.
As I say, technology and it's my forte, I guess.
I concur.
And I have a lot of contacts. And yes, this... we said this hits my sweet spot very nicely. In some ways I really wish that I'd approached Mr. Tesla with this before, but I wasn't in a position to do that.
Well, I'm glad that you've been able to use your talents most effectively, and that we can show Echo that you can use your talents without having to comply with what they deem is the rules.
So our biggest problem now, I think, is we have a lot of information.
But what to do with it?
Exactly. If you can return... Sorry, I realised I overlooked something. Didn't realise until I re-looked over what I'd sent. That you should find 3 jiffy bags and a small set of nail scissors in each of the boxes. If you would be so kind as to put 1 lock of hair into each jiffy bag and either one of you bring them to me or just post them.
It's fucking weird.
There are certain things I can and can't do with this equipment. I can do a lot more if I have something that ties me to you.
Okay.
I can track you magically almost without fail if I have your hair, for instance.
Well, what if you don't have hair?
Hair is convenient, but to be honest...
any part of your being?
Yes, would suffice.
Okay.
Hair's just easily manipulated, obtainable. If you like. It's flexible, it's relatively clean. But if you want to send me something else, feel free.
Well, it'll have to be.
You're bald, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm completely hairless.
Nail clippings or something like that would be... Oh, for fuck's sake.
I have my hands and feet.
You see, she's really smart. I'm a dumbass.
Yes. Don't worry, I'll send you some bodily fluids.
They tend to go off. Skin scrapings would be fine.
Okay. You can have an impression of my ass.
If you wish to do that on the tape or something, that would work.
Yeah.
So I will see if I can dig anything else up. I will keep trying to locate them. If there is something on them, it may weaken with time.
Now, do you think they'll be drawn back to this house if it is a place of power? There's nowhere else that's similar to it in the area, is there?
No, it's a very unusual site. As I say, there are others, but they're rare.
Yeah, maybe we should stake out.
I would assume if they were going to try whatever ceremony it is again, that they would do it there.
Mm. Yeah, I think we should set up some surveillance of the place.
If you set up surveillance, I can monitor that.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
It does indeed. Yes, just let me know when it's set up. I will see if I can find anything more out about the site.
Okay. How did you know Talisman and Griffin were at the museum?
Because it's appeared on the Echo reports. If we are going to be working together, I need a voice for it, because this doesn't... I'm just doing this, trying to speak softly, and it doesn't do justice, and it doesn't do justice on the change. While you've been speaking to her, you've been speaking to her now for, yeah, you know, 20 minutes or whatever, half an hour. You haven't heard her stutter or stammer.
Yeah. She's totally cool as a cucumber.
Yeah. Is this... she obviously feels safe being on the other side of the thing. She says, if I need to be honest with you, I guess. I want to stay in my apartment, as you realise, because I'm a mess outside of it. I'm also very, very paranoid. So, yes, I've been checking on what's going off around these people, around you. I addressed everything to you by name. Didn't use your identities. mm-hmm. because I didn't know if you were using them at the house or not. I have resisted scoping out your house because that seems rude.
Yeah.
I know your files inside out. As I say, I'm paranoid. That's I can't okay. help it. Which also makes me very, very good at digging up information.
I suppose you have to be able to think beyond what a normal person would be comfortable with. So in ways it, you know, aids you.
I can also do what a normal hacker can't do.
So the disturbance at the Natural History Museum came up on the normal reports, and then you radioed it through to us. Is that what happened then?
It came up on the police bands, yes.
Yeah, okay. Ah, I thought you'd use some mystic fungo to track them down.
Not mystic.
Well, yes. But no, that's good anyway.
So yes, if I see anything else, I will obviously let you know straight away.
Yes, well, we'll get some equipment on the Randolph's residence, and then we'll let you know.
Try and get me those samples. I can do more. I can potentially do more for you directly with them.
Okay, we'll do that today.
Thank you. And yeah, if you get when the equipment is set up, yeah, you can make my life easy and tell me all the addresses and et cetera, rather than me having to hack into them.
Yeah.
But I can set up monitoring for that.
Is there any particular equipment you'd like us to get?
Wireless is easier for me.
Do you like the Echo Tech 304 camera over the over the X57?
I really don't mind. I'll leave that up to you.
Okay. Right. Well, thank you very much, Vicky.
That's my pleasure. I'm hoping you'll be my excuse not to have to do too much field work.
I'm sure we can make this work so that everyone is comfortable.
I hope so.
I know so.
I will leave you to your rest and I will be expecting the aspirin in the post as soon as possible.
Yeah, we'll get it couriered over.
So.
I might have it framed afterwards. Okay, well, so say contact me when you're ready. And I'm going to go and take a lie down in the dark room now.
Okay.
It's been a long day.
See you then, Mark. Right, are we going to do this today with the cameras or...?
Yeah, let's get it. Reduce the window of opportunity.
Right.
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah,
evening, isn't it? Certainly within Bullet's expertise. If you just decide where you want the cameras to be and tell me, because there's the map of the ground floor, isn't there, from the outside? So there's a long driveway up to the main house as well, and it's in a heavily wooded area, and the driveway's wooded most of the way up. Bullet would. He's meant to be a security expert. He'd be putting cameras up on some of the driveway as well, and maybe at key points in the grounds, try and give as much coverage as possible. But if there's anywhere specific that you want to...
I was just going to buy shitloads. Because I am ridiculously rich. So, you know, just so we cover every window, every door, the roof. Probably buy about 15 cameras.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, I'll get Bullet to roll it next session, but Bullet uses them as strategically as possible to cover the largest area around the house, but yeah, he'd certainly put at least one up on the driveway just in case.
Yeah. And anything else, you know, like, if they can get hold of any heat detectors, you know, motion detectors, anything that we could secrete inside the house as well.
Sure.
Cover it outside and in.
I mean, basic motion detectors.
Yeah, the PIR things.
Yeah.
And, like, put them in the corridors.
if you're not waiting until, if you want to get it all done, it would be a long night. You'd be working until the very early hours of the morning to make sure you got it all set up and everything. But yeah, it's certainly doable to say, Bully's got security as a skill. I don't know if anyone else has, but you've got electronics.
I've got electronics, yeah. I haven't got security.
Oh, have you?
No, I haven't got security, sorry.
So yeah, you cover all the rooms, you just roll me a perception.
Made it by four.
Made it by one.
Yeah, so you cover all the rooms. Are you doing upstairs at all? It's a big, remember there's a big main house, and then you've got it's got a wing on each end as well. One's like for guests and one's for
inside was just sort of do the corridors.
Okay.
So we do upstairs, downstairs, corridors.
The corridors, yeah.
Outside, just make sure we can see all entry and exit points and the roof.
Yeah, that sounds more than doable to me.
We'll do that, and then on the way back, pop some jiffy bags through Vicky's door.
Okay. Brilliant. That big rolled up sheet of cling film.
Yeah.
Stool tests.
Oh. So yeah, that goes swimmingly. So it's a long night for you, but
that's all right. We'll go back to the cloud, have pancakes, go to bed.
Yeah.
Back to the castle and have some sushi.
And then get heartburn.
Back to the hole and have some waffles.
The rusty bullet hole.
Yeah, some donuts.
Oh.
They got holes in.
So have waffles.
Not really.
No.
They've got indentations.
Yeah.
I'll have you know that bird's eye potato waffles go right the way through.
I was thinking more of a Belgian waffle.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
Rather than a bird's eye potato waffle.
Yeah, but they're waffly versatile.
Canal.
They're more like grids or portcullises than a waffle.
Yeah. Well, I'm just hoping for a sponsorship deal from Bird's Eye now.
I wouldn't take it now.
No.
Would you not?
Not after they've missold the waffle.
I know, but maybe this that should be forgiven for the fish finger.
Well,
they wouldn't you'll find this type of mis-selling at the range.
That's mis-selling as well, isn't it? The old fish finger's mis-selling as well.
Why? It's fish and it's finger-shaped.
Yeah, but fish don't have fingers. You bastard.
Yes, that's why you're not in marketing.
You don't think they have fingers. You just haven't seen them when they haven't got their hands in their pockets.
That's because they'll get chopped off, turned into fish fingers.
I've never seen a fish with fingers.
So yeah, you have a bit of a sleep in, I guess.
Yep.
No, I get up and meditate at the same time every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you do actually, yeah. So you follow your routine because you're stoic like that.
Yeah, and rake my gravel garden.
I'm going to have a shit in it.
Hit him with a rake.
Hold on, I'm finished.
Push him in the pond, in the...
I'm presuming apart from Shockwave, most people are fairly late up. You know, you probably got to bed about 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm sleeping in.
Yeah, presume Bullet would sleep in. Does anyone want to get a drink or anything? Or...
Get another pint of snow.
Bloody hell. Aren't you shit-faced yet?
No, that's the plan. It's the hobnobs. It's soaking it up.
Oh, dear.
Right, I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you for listening to Chimpions. If you've listened to earlier episodes, you'll realise this is a labour of love on our part. So, if you enjoy what we're doing and would like to help support the show, please go to iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a review. We'd also love to hear what listeners think we could do to improve the show's content and format. You can find us on Twitter at ChimpionsRPG. Email me at mark@chimpions.co.uk. Through the contact section of the website at chimpions.co.uk. So if you love me, let me go. And run away before I know. My heart is just too dark to care. And can't destroy what is in there. Deliver me into my fate. I'm alone, I cannot hate. I don't deserve to have you. My smile's taken long. If I can change your hope, I never know.